that the Lord also is still glorifying his name through the word to us. So on that note, we would love to just clap your hands as we invite our beloved brother, Brother Mbulu Maxwell, a pastor from Zambia, as he comes and takes us deep into the revelation of the word.
May the Lord bless you. I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I just want to thank God for this privilege that the Lord has given unto us, that we may come before his throne and have a wonderful service in his presence. There's only one thing that we can get from the Lord in this hour that we are living in. It's the revealed word of the hour. And the uniting time for the bride, it is this time. And what is uniting the bride? It is the word of God. And I believe the Lord is going to bless us all. By the time we'll be leaving this place, we'll be raising our hands and saying, thank you, Lord, for remembering us in this hour. May the Lord bless you. May we stand as we read the word of God. We are going to read from two portions of scripture, from the book of Leviticus, from the book of Leviticus, chapter 6. Verse 10 up to verses 13. And the Bible reads, "And the priest shall put on his linen garment, and his linen breeches shall he put upon his flesh, and take up the ashes which the fire hath consumed with the burnt offering on the altar, and he shall put them besides the altar, and he shall put off his garment, and the fire upon the altar shall be burnt in it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and lay the burnt offering in order upon it, and he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offering, and the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out." Then from the book of Joshua chapter 22, Joshua chapter 22, Joshua chapter 22, verses 10.
"And when they came unto the borders of Jordan, that are in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh built there an altar by Jordan, a great altar to Sito.
We jump from verses 10, we go to verse 28.
Verse 28. Therefore said we, that it shall be, when they should say to us or to our generations in time to come, that we may say again, behold the pattern of the altar of the Lord, which our fathers made, not for burnt offerings, nor for sacrifices, but it is a witness between us and you.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our precious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that, Lord, we may be privileged, Father, to come before thy throne, even to hear from you. Thou knowest, Lord, that I'm weak, I have no strength. Lord, I step aside as you take over, Lord, speaking to your servants in the mighty name of Jesus. That Heavenly Father, whatever you will say, Lord, starting with your servant who is standing before your servants, may they, the words, Father, be a blessing unto all of us. For we are praying, Father, in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. May God bless you. You may be seated. I have picked portions of scriptures from the Old Testament, and from the book of Joshua, there is an altar that has been made on the other side of Jordan. Then in the book of Leviticus, God is giving instructions on the Levites on the presentation of the priests and the work that they have to do in giving sacrifices on the altar of the Lord. Hearing from Moses, the children of Israel were able to see that God, in his own way, was using this man Moses to lead the children of God from the land of Egypt to the promised land. And Moses, in some of the things that he's presenting to the people, we know that this Moses is the author, is the writer of the first five books of the Bible, and the book of Genesis, which is a mystery, was written by the same Moses. In the beginning, when God came in the power of the spoken word, Moses was not there. But the Lord took Moses to the backside of the desert that he may get the back parts of the Lord. I repeat again. Moses went to the backside of the desert to get the back parts of God, and Moses was able to understand the things that God did even in the beginning. In Genesis chapter 1, Moses was able to see the power of the spoken word, and the word brought forth every manifestation that came forth from the mouth of the Lord. In the In chapter 1, verses 1, the Bible says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and he divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. In this time, the Lord started the process that we are seeing, that he had never ended. Even now, God is still moving. So in verses 6, the Bible says, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. And it divided the water from the waters. The power of the spoken word now is at work. It divided the water from the waters. And the water was separated. There was water that went up, and there was water that went down. And the space that remained, according to the Bible, it is called the firmament. Amen. And this firmament, it is the place where I can see the servants of God today. They are seated in this place. It was the space that remained after the separation of the water from the waters. God continued. He looked at the water that was on the ground, and the Bible says he separated the water, and he called the separated water in verses 7, and God made the firmament and the divided water which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning was the second day. Many people today, they are waiting. We are going to heaven. But do they know where this heaven is? The heaven was the space that remained after the dividing of the water from the waters. The water that went down and the water that went up, the space that remained is what is called heaven. Amen. Amen. And God said, let the water under heaven be gathered together unto one place. So he gathered the water that was down, and he called this gathering the sea. And little is talked about the water that was up. We only hear about this water in the time when man had gone into sin and God was about to bring destruction on earth, in the time of Noah, when God opens the heavens and the water from up started to go down. It killed the people. The water that was on the ground also. Amen. Amen. No one survived on those who were in the ark. In our time, the water that thou sowest, amen, it is the word of God that is washing the bride. And the washing of the water, which is the word of God, God has decided to give us the word that has been compiled in the Bible. And we have the power of the spoken word, which is the revelation that God is giving to the bride. We are a blessed people. We have the word, and we have the water from above, which is the revelation that God is giving to the bride. I pause as I title my preaching today, the altar. The altar without fire. The altar without fire. Every altar should have the fire. And as we see the dividing of the water from the waters, I believe you will see this altar and you'll understand that this altar means a lot to you and me. This altar, it is a dividing line between those who are going into the rapture and those who are remaining. If God has called you, you should make sure that the altar where you are serving the Lord doesn't go out of the fire. It must have the fire throughout the night, even up to the morning. Amen. This altar should have the fire. And Elijah, when he saw the altar under the other prophets who were crying upon, calling upon the name of the Lord, there was no fire at Mount Carmel. Then Elijah, amen, he had to repair the altar. And surprisingly, he poured the water on the altar. Brothers and sisters, time has come for the altar to be repaired so that it may have the fire, being confirmed by the Lord that what you are doing, it is in line with the word of God. If there is no confirmation, as we heard in the morning, then our work is in vain. There has to be a confirmation. Whatever you preach, whatever you say, the Lord has to come down, because our God is a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. He has to come down and confirm his word by the fire. Hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters, my brothers, servants of God, time has come for you to move. And this move is unstoppable. This move is unstoppable. In the book of Joshua, we see 2.5 tribes being told by Joshua. Moses is no more. Moses is no more. And there was an emphasis from the Lord to Joshua. Moses, my servant, is dead. Moses, my servant, is dead. But my work is not dead. My work has to continue. And Joshua picked up the mantle and he had to cross Jordan to go to the promised land. Amen. Now, on this other side of Jordan, there was Prophet Moses. On the other side of Jordan, Joshua has to take over. Servants of God, servants of God, you must know what God is doing. You must hear to his voice. Don't miss any word. Follow him as he leads you, as he leads by the pillar of fire and by cloud at night. And Joshua, who was a witness on the move of God on the other side of Jordan, was so confident that the same God would be with him as they crossed River Jordan. Servants of God, this is our day. Amen. Joshua knew, the Levites knew, that the altar should have the fire throughout the night, up to the morning, according to Leviticus chapter 6. Now, saints, let me show you something. The fire has to move throughout the night. Today, we see the move of God.
When the Lord came to this church age called Laodicea, when the Lord Jesus came to this church age called Laodicea, Laodicea was lukewarm. Laodicea, there was no light. Laodicea was nothing but full of darkness. Amen. And the Lord Jesus Christ was outside Laodicea. He was knocking. He was knocking. He was knocking. Brothers and sisters, it is known by every believer that the messenger allotted to Laodicea was no other than William Marion Branham. Amen. But the condition of Laodicea, it was an age of darkness. No wonder this messenger, among all the messengers, he had the whole of light. Why? Because it was the beginning of total darkness on earth. Amen. Amen. Why the whole of light? It is because it is time for darkness. Amen. Amen. Now, Zechariah chapter 14. Zechariah chapter 14, verses 6. We have to know the move of God. Where we are and how we are moving. And it came to pass in that day. You can read it for me.
And it shall come to pass in that day.
Yes.
That the light shall not be clear nor dark.
It will be not clear during that day. Verses 7.
But it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord.
This day will be known to the Lord.
Not day nor night.
But no day nor night.
But it shall come to pass.
Amen.
That at evening time it shall be light.
At evening time it shall be light. They can bring out quotations. They have named their churches Evening Light Tabernacle. Evening Light, whatever, move of God, power of God. But I'm not interested. I'm interested in knowing the move of God from that season. Amen. Amen. So at that time, the evening time, brothers, servants of God, God started the move at the evening time. The Jews count their day from the evening. Amen. So it was from the evening time that the move started. William Marion Branham was that servant. Amen. At Laodicea, a messenger to Laodicea. Now, because of darkness, amen, he appeared at the evening time, but we know that we have to move up to the morning time. So there are moves that God has to do from the evening time. Look at this. Mark chapter 13, verses 35. Mark chapter 13, verses 35.
Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house
cometh. You don't know when the master is coming.
At even,
but you have to be prepared. Amen. Now, we are told the seasons. We are told the seasons. He is coming. He is coming.
Amen.
Jesus is coming.
Amen.
Be prepared.
Amen.
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 But he's coming. He has to give us a clue. He has to tell us indeed the seasons. Amen.
At evening?
Evening time. Yes.
Or at midnight?
Midnight.
Or at the cock crowing?
The cock crowing.
Or in the morning?
On the morning. I see four seasons from the evening time. From the time Brother Branham appeared on earth, I see four seasons. according to the scriptures. I don't know if you are together. I don't know if you are together. You have to know where you are standing. So from the evening time, there was another season called the midnight. Amen. Amen. From the midnight, there was another season called cock crowing. Amen. Then from cock crowing, that was the last one called the morning. Today, even this afternoon, I will not talk much about the evening time because many have preached about it. The midnight, Matthew 25, I am not talking about it because you have heard a lot about the midnight. But I cannot continue talking about this altar without talking about the cock crowing season. Amen. 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 The cock crowing season. The cock crowing season. It is a season that has been neglected by many. It is a season that is not known by many. It is a season that can only be understood by the bride. It is the season that can only be understood by the bride, which is on the move. What is this season? The cock crowing. William Marion Branham, only in two sermons, he talked about it. In one message, as I thought on my way, and the other one, thinking on my ways, he said, now, when the cock crew, and when the cock crew, Peter remembered what the Lord told him, that you will deny me 2 times, when the cock will crow 3 times. Amen. So the cock crowing season, amen, it is the prophetic dispensation where the Lord appears and he's able to speak to the children of God. Amen. You may wonder, you look at, who is this? Amen. Oh, this is Prophet Sunday. Oh, where is he? Amen. Amen. Certain things will be told to individuals. They'll be told to the children of God. Amen. And when you see, when the servant of God makes a declaration, then it comes to pass. Amen. You have to know that is the cock crowing, a reminder of what God spoke into your life, and it is now manifesting in your lives. And many of you, you are here because one day something was spoken into your life, and the fulfillment of that is what I'm calling the cock crowing. Hallelujah! 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 Now, when you go to the people who are still in the evening time, they'll tell you, we remain with the prophets. For us to have the power of God, we are believing in play and praise. Hey, playing tapes. It will never help them because God has moved. The Lord is moving. The Lord is not static. The Lord is moving. Amen. Amen. So the cock crowing, it is the manifestation of gifts that God is able to tell you. And when you see the fulfillment, amen, and the cock crew, and Peter remembered the words that he was told by the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I tell the bride? Can I tell the bride? The cock crowing season, sometimes it may appear to you as a time of betrayal. The cock crowing season, it is a season of frustrations in your ministries.
It is the first, the cock-crowing season. And we thank God, you will not commit suicide after this meeting because you stand by the word of God. In this season, the cock-crowing, there are so many things that comes to frustrate your ministry. Especially in your homes, you'd find a lot of problems coming in your homes. Your children, your wife, the people that you are keeping, and you say, I am not worthy to serve the Lord. I stand here to encourage you. I stand here to encourage you. This season called the cock crowing, amen, it needs people who are going back to the word, amen. Now, when Peter was told that he would deny the Lord, and only being reminded by the crowing of the cock, amen. Let me take you to the book of John. I don't want to read from these other gospels, but I take you to the book of John. Amen. From the book of John, the recorded events pertaining to the cock crowing, as recorded in chapter 18, verses 15.
And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest, and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door.
Before the cock crew, look at the events.
But Peter
stood. Peter is there, but he's not allowed the entry into the yard where Jesus was. So Peter was outside, and he was peeping, trying to find out what is happening to the Lord Jesus Christ. So before the cock crew, amen, many things will hinder you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There will be a lot of obstacles on your way to see Jesus. But don't worry. Don't worry. Now, why I'm encouraging you today on this season called the cock crowing. Amen. It's because of something that you need to know that will help you even to stay focused in this journey. So according to the Bible, the Bible says there was another disciple.
But Peter,
Brother Olomide was preaching about disciples on Sunday. Besides those disciples, the Bible says there was another disciple. But this disciple was known to the high priest. He had connections.
That's right.
This disciple had connections. This disciple, another disciple, he had connections. So he was able to move where Peter was unable to go. He entered there, communicated with the high priest. And look at the drama in this, brothers and sisters, this is scripture. These scriptures have been there. We are just bringing them for you to see. We are just bringing them for you to understand.
Amen.
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 So this disciple called another disciple, he entered, and I presume he had a conversation with the priest. He told the priest, sir, I have seen one who was very close to the Lord Jesus Christ. Another disciple, selling a disciple of Jesus Christ. I have seen him, he's outside. He's peeping by the door. And you can imagine, it was getting cold, and they had to put a sister, a woman, by the door. Hey, at night, putting a woman to control the people to enter. So this another disciple saw Peter to the high priest, amen. When Peter was waiting by the gate. Let's continue reading and hear the Bible.
Verse 16. But Peter stood at the door without. Then went out that other disciple, which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. Then said the damsel,
just there. Look at what is happening. So for Peter to enter, that other disciple, who was known by the priest, he came outside, and he went at the door, and he spoke something. He spoke something to that woman by the gate, and immediately Peter was allowed entry. Peter was allowed entry. It is a setup. It is a setup. In the cock-crowing season, so many things will happen in your life. Betrayal. But don't worry. When the Lord has spoken a word in your life, he will fulfill it. Nothing will stand. Nothing will fail. Whatever God has said, it will come to pass. Even if you are betrayed by another disciple, don't worry. God will be with you. Amen. So Peter entered inside.
Then said the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, "Art not thou also one of this man's disciples?"
He refused.
He said, "I am not.
I am not."
And the servant and officers stood there, who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves. And Peter stood with them and warmed himself. Then the high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrines. Jesus answered,
"Amen." Now, the high priest, when all these things were happening, he had only two questions. Two questions. Question number one was about his disciples. His disciples. You are in trouble. The devil is after you. The devil is after you. Before the doctrine, before the question of the doctrine, where are the disciples?
That's right.
Two questions. Amen. Do you know why the high priest is asking about his disciples? It's because he knew that the multitudes were preventing the people to arrest Jesus. May the Lord give you a multitude to protect you. May the Lord bring you before the multitude to sort some of the problems that you are having. Some of the problems that you have been facing will be sorted out by the multitude. Be good. Go and serve the Lord. Don't only help message believers. Help everyone. You are a pastor to the Baptists. You are a pastor to the Methodists. You are a pastor to the Pentecostals. You are a pastor to all people where you are coming from. In time of trouble, those people will come and help you. Don't limit your work to the little church that you are pastoring. Me in Zambia, at my office, it's rare to see members from the church because most of their problems are sorted on Sunday. During the week, I feel good because I've become a pastor for all message believers in Lusaka. May the Lord gives you the multitude. No one will lay a hand on you. Look at this scripture. Matthew chapter 14. Matthew 14 verses 5.
And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude.
Yes, they cannot lay a hand on him because they feared the multitude.
Because they counted him as a prophet.
Matthew 21 verses 46.
But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude.
Have you seen? Protection was done by the multitudes. Amen. You know, people may take stones, try to throw on Pastor Moses Alu,
But when the multitudes respond, he will not even feel the throwing of the stones.
May the Lord, I repeat again, bring the multitude. No one will lay a hand on you because of the multitude. Amen. So Jesus was protected by the multitude. And now the high priest is saying, where are your disciples? Because knowing when the multitude appears,
they won't manage to do what they wanted to do. My fellow servants of God, Peter has been allowed entry, but the cock has not yet crowed. In the recorded events by Matthew, by Mark, he's narrating how the first person came, the second came, and now when it came to the third, according to Mark. Now, when we read the same scripture where we were reading, John chapter 18, verses 26, there was a man that appeared that brought a lot of problems and shivering upon Peter. So before the cock crew, Peter almost melted because of this other person who has appeared. The one being referred to as another disciple was able to coordinate things with the high priest and the people who were the protocol people, the security people. But this one is a special one. Can we read and hear about this one?
John 18 verse 26. One of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, who see Peter cut off.
Hey! That one whom Peter cut the ear, he's also there. Amen. Oh God, he's also there. And Peter recognized him. In the cock crowing season, whatever you did, you may think you were clever, God is going to bring it on public. Even the dates that you have, some of you pastors, you even hide dates to your wives. But in this season, everything that you did in a wrong way will be exposed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever you've been hiding, as you hear my voice, God is going to bring them, because this ministry is all about righteousness. Yes. How did you go to the altar and you expect the fire on the altar when your life is not straight? May the Lord have mercy on you. Don't leave this conference. Confess before the Lord. You have to seek for forgiveness for the things. Servants of God, if God says, look, shepherd the lamb, then you start eating the sheep.
Oh my.
You are eating the sheep. Servant of God, sleeping with church members. It's better you would have stayed there.
That's right.
Coming to this ministry, whatever you are doing contrary to the word of God, the Lord is going to expose them. It is time to change. It is time to change our ways. It is time to serve the Lord in righteousness. Yes.
Amen. Amen and amen.
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 Peter thought the issue of that man he cut the ear was a buried issue. He just saw him. Gang, 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 gang. Gang, 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 gang. And Peter was thinking of words to use to say, I am sorry. I am explaining about the cock crowing season. Amen. I am revealing the cock crowing season. It is the season where guiltness creeps your heart. It is the season where the things that you did wrong, God is unveiling them. It is a season where gifts are coming to correct you. Amen. And when this man was drawing closer to Peter, look at the next verse.
And whose ear Peter cut off said, did not I see thee in the garden with him? Peter then denied again.
Those who were asking him, at the first one, at the second one, it was okay. But this one was an eyewitness. Were you not with him in the garden?
Peter then denied again.
He denied again. Denying what he did with this word. He denied. And the Bible says,
immediately the cock crew.
The cock crowing season. It's a reminder. God confirming. Whatever he said, he has to confirm it. Not only in the negative, but even in the positive. Amen. Whatever the Lord had spoken concerning your life, he will do it. Amen. And the confirmation is done in the season I am calling the cock crowing season. Amen. Now, you can see how our colleagues have remained behind. They are still in the evening light. Amen. Not knowing that in the midnight, there is oil. There is lamps with oil. And the foolish virgins failed to meet him. But the wise virgins, they were able to meet the bridegroom. But our friends, they have remained in Laodicea. They have remained in total darkness. They have remained in a lukewarm condition. There is no fire on the altar. Amen. But for you and me, we even move to the cock crowing season, and we are able to see the manifestation of the gifts before our eyes. Amen. Amen. And we are told that Jesus is appearing in the morning. Amen. As the morning star coming down with healing. Amen. In his wings, coming to touch you. There is no disease that will fail. He's coming as the morning star to come and heal you. Cancer, you cannot stand before me. Diabetes, you cannot stand before me. In the name of Jesus, as the sun rises in the morning, may every disease leave you. That pain that troubles your waist, as I stand, as you listen to this voice, it will no longer be upon your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. My brother, you are here. You have been complaining of chest pains. As you hear this voice, the chest pains are no more. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Today, whatever has been standing on your way, the Lord is here to lift you and to make a way for you. You were singing that I know the Lord will make a way for me. Today is that day. The Lord is making a way for you. Everything that has gone down, the Lord is lifting. The sun is rising. Everything that died, the Lord is lifting them. Your finances, the Lord is lifting. Look at your family and all the powers of witchcraft in your family. As the sun rises, all the powers of witchcraft has been destroyed. This is the season where we are. This is the season where we are. This is the season that God has brought upon the bride on earth. Now, can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? When we move, we see the land. We taste.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When you cross Jordan, food changes. Amen. Food changes. And some people, they find it very difficult to change on the food. Maybe like they are like broiler chickens from starter, amen, to grower. They will say, no. The particles are big. God is able to change the food from milk to bones. Amen. And when I crossed River Jordan, the food changed. In the book of Joshua. In the book of Joshua chapter 5. In the book of Joshua chapter 5. The change of food is not an easy thing. Verses 11.
And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day.
Verses 12.
And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn.
Yes. So when they tasted the corn, the manna ceased. There was no manna coming down because it was the season for the change of the food. May the Lord change the type of food that you are eating. Amen. They are, I don't know what you call them. They are those cornflakes for babies, for children. And a grown-up person like you, fighting for cornflakes, may God help you. You need strong food. You need strong food. You need to eat bones. Amen. And when they crossed and they tasted the corn, that was the end of manna. Manna stopped.
That's right.
There was no more manna because God has changed the type of food to eat. And amen. The food that they were eating with Moses has changed. They are now with Joshua. But this Joshua is not alone. This Joshua is not alone. From where we had ended, you can read the next verse. Amen. Amen. So there is a change of food. At the same time, there is someone who has appeared more than Moses to help them.
And it came to pass,
yes,
when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked. And behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn.
There is a man with a sword ahead of you. As you go back to Cameroon, there is a man standing before you with a sword before you. As we leave this convention, there is a man with a sword standing ahead of you. As you change the food, this man appears. If you don't change the food, he will not appear. Amen. If you keep on quotation and quotation, you will remain with Moses. You will remain with Branham. But when you cross on the other side, this man appears. What is his name? He is the mighty angel. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the captain of our salvation. He has come to fight for you. You were failing on your journey, but this time around, you will not fail because the Lord is with you. The church was not growing because you were pastoring it. Allow him to pastor that church and it will grow. He's a man with a sword. He's a man with a sword. He's a man with a sword. Joshua said, no. I will ask him.
And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua,
servants of God, across Jordan, we see Canaan. And in that land, you have to take your possession. The fivefold ministry takes over. On this other side, there was only Moses. On this other side, the fivefold ministry takes over. Your inheritance will determine where you will live. We heard in the morning that the seals was a title deed for your inheritance. But you will possess it with this angel and a sword in the hand. You find the land was sold by your father. When your colleagues, they are enjoying the land being left to them by their parents. This day, I decree and declare, this angel will lead you and you have your own land. That shop that you lost, this angel will go and remove those people in that shop. And you start selling your auto spares in that shop. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever you lost, time has come. You will move with this angel. You will move with this angel. He will help you to possess the land again. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This angel moved with them and they got everything. They were allotted land in all the places. In all the places. Judah, Zebulun, Ephraim, they were in their places. Issachar, on that place, knowing their positions. And you will know your position when the angel of the Lord is with you. He will lead you. You will know your position even in Christ. Amen. Some, they have ended up becoming pastors when they are evangelists. But with the angel of the Lord, you will know your position and it will be well with you. Now, servants of God, in the book of Joshua, after everyone had gotten their land, a sad thing happened. Amen. It was a sad development. Sad development happened. What was that? Amen. Joshua called them. He called all the children of Israel. Joshua chapter 22. We read from verses 10, but we are now going to verses 1. Joshua, after enjoying the presence of the Lord, after enjoying the power of God in bride assembly, amen, the Lord appears and says, some of you, you don't belong here. It's a sad development. But it is the will of God. It will be sad in your eyes, but it is the will of God. After enjoying the word, Brother Branham helped us to go back to the word. But a lot of people, God has looked at them and he's saying, you don't belong here. Amen. Verses 1.
Then Joshua called the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half tribe of Manasseh.
Hallelujah! 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 Two and half tribes, Reuben, Gadi, and Manasseh, he called them
and said unto them, ye have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, and have obeyed my voice in all that I commanded you. Ye have not let your brethren this many days unto this day, but have kept the charge of the commandments of the Lord your God. And now the Lord your God has given rest unto your brethren, as he has promised them. Therefore now return.
Hey, hey! Reuben, Gadi, and half tribe of Manasseh, you have to go back. To go where? Because when we left Egypt, we were going to the promised land. But where are they going to go?
Brothers, servants of God, something happened when these people were in the wilderness. Return ye and get you unto your tents and unto the land of your possession, which Moses the servant of the Lord gave you on the other side Jordan. But take diligent heed to do the commandments.
Just there. Moses gave them a land, not in the promised land, but in the wilderness. Prophet Moses gave them a land, not in the promised land. William Marion Branham gave them a land, not in the promised land.
Hey,
they can fight you according to the prophet William Marion, according to this quotation. Their inheritance is not in the promised land, but in the wilderness. They are our brothers, but it is the will of God that what you are getting does not belong to them. So Joshua told them, Moses gave you a land and you have to return.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is a sad development. You have fought for your brothers. They have gotten the land and now you have to go back. It is so sad. The brother preached to me. The brother took me for baptism. He baptized me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He taught me a lot of things. After he's done with me, then God tells him, go back on the other side of Jordan.
Amen. They have to go. Whether you love them, whether you like it or not, they will go. Reuben, Gad, and half tribe of Manasseh, their inheritance was given to them by Moses.
This man and the other one, are they bringing a new doctrine? Do you believe the Bible?
Amen.
And Brother Branham said,
every preacher is a typologist.
Amen.
Every preacher is a typologist. And God reveals things in types and shadows.
Amen.
So these two tribes and half must go back. They have to go back. Now, in the book of Numbers, when they were going, they were on their journey going to the promised land. These two tribes, they became prosperous. Prosperity is good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Numbers chapter 32, verses 1. Now, when they were going with Moses, this happened.
Now, The children of Reuben and the children of Gad had a very great multitude of cattle. And when they saw the land of Jazer and the land of Gilead, that behold, the place was a place for cattle, the children of Gad and the children of Reuben came and spake unto Moses and to Eleazar the priest, and unto the princes of the congregation, saying, Ataroth and Dibon and Jazer and Nimra and Eshbon and Eliah and Sheba and Nebo and Beon, even the country which the Lord smote before the congregation of Israel, is a land for cattle, and thy servants have cattle. Wherefore said they, if you have found grace in thy sight, let this land be given unto thy servants for a possession.
Yes, this land, give it to us. But you haven't reached Canaan. You are not in the promised land. Because of the cattle, the sheep, we have to stay here. Brothers, let's go. Let's move.
They said, our destiny is here because of the cattle and the thing that we have. So Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh, amen, they don't want to cross. But Moses pleaded with them. And because they insisted, the land was given to them on condition that they should go and fight for their brothers. And once the brothers had settled, then they will come back. And Moses said, the deal is
sealed.
But Moses died, and Joshua remembered the promise that they made with Prophet Moses over the inheritance on the other side of Jordan. So they agreed that they will come back after they have helped their brothers to get the land. Verses 15.
For if ye turn away after him, he will yet again leave them in the wilderness, and ye shall destroy all these people.
16.
And they came near unto him and said, we will build sheepfolds here for our cattle and cities for our little ones. But we ourselves will go ready, armed before the children of Israel, until we have brought them unto their place. And our little ones shall dwell in defense cities because of the inhabitants of the land. We will not return to our houses until the children of Israel have inherited every man his inheritance. For we will not inherit with them on yonder side Jordan or forward. Because
they have agreed that we will build cities, we will build sheepfolds, and even when they were going to fight, the children remained. But when they were leaving Egypt, Pharaoh told them in Exodus chapter 10, he told them, let the children remain. They said, we will go with our children. Let the animals remain. They refused. We are going with our children.
That's Exodus chapter 10.
Yeah. Verse 8.
Verses 24.
Verse 24.
Yes.
And Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, go ye, serve the Lord. Only let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Let your little ones also go with you.
At least this time he allowed the children to go.
But Moses said,
thou must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings.
If we leave the animals, are you going to give us sacrifices?
That we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not an hoof be left behind. For thereof must we take to serve the Lord our God. And we know not with what we must serve the Lord until we come thither.
But in Numbers chapter 32, they are saying we will leave the animals here. And our little ones, as we go to fight for them in the promised land. What has happened? What has gone wrong to Reuben, Gadi, and half tribe of Manasseh?
These are the message believers
who are proudly saying our inheritance. We are Branhams. Branham went to heaven and he saw Branhams, and we are the Branhams. Reuben, Gadi, and Manasseh. Very stubborn.
Amen.
Joshua, he looked at them. The agreement, the covenant that you made, you have to go back.
And what he did is so amazing. He blessed them. Joshua blessed them.
So Joshua blessed them and sent them away.
Amen. Joshua blessed them and sent them away. Don't curse them. If one has decided to go back to the wilderness, if Reuben has decided to go back according to their inheritance, don't curse them. Bless them. Pray for them.
If you leave this church,
you will never succeed wherever you are going.
Don't use those words. Maybe he's Reuben. Maybe he's Gadi. Or he's part of half tribe of Manasseh.
Bless him. Let him go back to the wilderness where he belongs.
So Joshua blessed them. Amen. Joshua blessed them. Pastor Moses all blesses them.
Amen. Let them go back. They don't belong to the corn. They have to go back to the wilderness. Reuben, Gadi, and half tribe of Manasseh. Abraham, when he knew that the sons of the concubines cannot inherit
the things with Isaac. What did he do? He chased them, but he blessed them. Genesis 25 verses 5.
And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac, but unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts and sent them away from Isaac his son while he yet.
Amen. He gave them gifts and he chased them. Today, the Lord is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. For Reuben, guardian half tribe of Manasseh,
he gives them gifts.
Hey. Amen. Don't depend on your gift. Stand on the word of God.
Amen.
Stay true to the word of God. You can have a gift and being chased away from the presence of the Lord. Amen. Abraham gave them gifts and he chased them. Stay with the word. Stay with the word. Amen. Believe the message according to the scriptures. And the Lord is going to bless you. He will come down. He will vindicate your ministry. Amen. Because there are people with gifts.
We will not stay. They will be chased. And Abraham did exactly that. Gave them gifts and he left.
But for those who remain in the promised land, we are given everything.
Hallelujah.
Everything. And I mean everything. Amen. Amen. Where they had gone, only two and a half. Only two and a half. When you go to their churches, you will only find a pastor and an evangelist. Maybe and a half, I don't know. It's only two and a half. Amen. Other gifts doesn't operate. But when you go into the bride, the coming of Christ, amen, you will see the nine and a half, amen, nine spiritual gifts operating in the church. Amen. Revelation gifts, the gift of knowledge, gift of wisdom, and the gift of discerning of spirits. The gift of the speech, the gift of speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. Amen. The gift of power, the gift of faith, the gift of healings, and the gift of performing of miracles. Amen. Nine and a half crossed. Two and a half went back. I don't know where you are going. I don't know which way you have decided. It is up to you. Because time is no more. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is near. And the Lord is revealing himself according to the scriptures. Anything outside the word of God, don't believe it. Amen. 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 Where they had gone, they didn't stop worshiping. Even when there was no power, they were pretending as if the power of God was there. And surprisingly, most of the churches where they caught Branham, one thing you will notice among their pastors is this. Listen. One thing you will notice about their pastors is this. Most of their pastors, they are sick. I repeat again. Most of them, they are sick. They complain of diabetes. They complain of this and this. They cannot preach for hours like the pastor was preaching in the morning. Because they have got no strength, they are sick. The healer is not there. The God who was supposed to heal them, they have rejected him. And they want their members also to die because of sicknesses that God can heal. For you and me, we say, we refuse in Jesus' name. We refuse in Jesus' name. When Jehovah Rapha, the healer, is here, receive the healing in Jesus' name. Amen. So where they had gone, they have continued worshiping. But there is no fire on the altar. There is no fire on the altar. They are to make an altar. Look at this. Verses 10, Joshua 22. They made an altar. Now, this altar,
Let's read.
And when they came unto the borders of Jordan, that are in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad, the half tribe of Manasseh, built there an altar by
they
Jordan.
They built an altar,
a great altar to see.
Amen.
Amen.
Have you seen the altar where we are? This place, the buildings.
Amen. It was an altar for people to see. And when they were asked, they said, because the children of Israel said, no, let's go and see them. We've got our altar of revival, the altar of fire. Why have they erected an altar greater to see where there is no fire? And they responded and said, we made this altar not for sacrifice. Hallelujah. Not for sacrifice. But why did you make it? It's not an altar for sacrifice. It is an altar which will make us answer the question. When our children will be asked by your children, then they will be able to give this altar as a reference. No! We don't want altars of references. We want the altar with fire. We need the altar with the power of God. We need the altar of the power of the Holy Ghost. We need the altar where people will be healed. We need the altar where when you stretch forth your hand and you receive the blessing. We need an altar where God answers to our problems. We need an altar with the fire. But these people with the prophet Moses, but these people with the prophet William Marion Branham, they are altar. Amen. There is no fire. They are only courts after courts. May the Lord help us, because time is no more. We have to look for an altar where there is fire. Where there is fire. In the book of Joshua, chapter 8, verses 11, I believe this is the scripture. As I
Joshua
conclude.
8:11.
Amen.
And all the people.
Sorry. Hosea chapter 8, verses 11.
Hosea chapter 8,
verses 11.
Because Ephraim hath made many altars to sin, altars shall be unto him to sin.
If the altar has no fire, it will become an altar of sin. And an altar of sin will make the hearers sinners. We refuse an altar without fire, because an altar without fire, amen, it will make a church full of sinners. Let fire come down. As the fire descends on the altar, may it spill to the people. Like altar, like the people. Like the altar, like the people in the pew. Amen. Let the fire be upon the people. And when indeed you say, I feel weak, then the Bible says, then I heard fire in my bones. When you get connected to an altar with fire, fire shall be in your bones. Amen. Amen. Even when things die, like Prophet Elisha, when Prophet Elisha, he still had fire in his bones. Even when they buried him, he was a dead man. He turned into bones. He had the fire in him. When they throw a dead body there, and the dead body touched the bones of Elisha, it revived. Because of the fire in his bones, and you have the fire in your bones, it will revive anything that died in your life. It will revive your ministry. This altar of fire, it is reviving everything. It is reviving your family. It is reviving the thing that died, the job that you lost. The fire that is descending right now, it is reviving you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when the world is looking at the bones with this fire coming from the altar of fire, something mysterious is coming down upon the earth. And what is this mysterious thing? My brother and my sister, my brother, the servant of God, you may settle in Europe, you may settle in Canada, but the Lord has decided to show something, and this is what the Lord is doing. Job 30:30. When the altar of fire brings fire, then it will go into your bones. And when you to go into your bones, amen, God will gather all those people with fire. Like I preached last time, from the uttermost part of the earth, to where? To the uttermost part of heaven. Where is the uttermost part of earth? Amen. Africa, with the black people. And these black people, according to this scripture, look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Fire from the altar is meant for you. You can read.
My skin is black.
My skin is black. My skin is black.
And my bones are burned.
They are burned with the heat. Fire in your bones. Fire in your bones. And God has veiled it in a black skin. You are a special person. You are a special person. All you need is for the altar with fire. Don't go back to the world. Don't go back to denomination. Don't go back to that dead church. Come to the Lord. Come to the might angel. Come to the angel of the Lord with the sword and the altar. Where Joshua is, it is an altar with fire, and it will not go off. It will shine. It will be heated in the evening time. It will be heated in the midnight. It will be heated in the cockcrowy. It will be heated in the morning. And Brother Branham preached a message. It is the rising of the sun. And the rising of the sun, the same fire on the altar is still there. That same fire is in this place. That same fire, it is coming to your body. That same fire, our God is a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. Then John said, I baptize you with water, but he that is coming after me shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost, with fire, with the Holy Ghost, with fire, with the Holy Ghost, with fire. The same water of fire is here to lift you, to lift you, to show you that great grace. May God bless you as we call upon the name of the Lord. As we call upon the name of the Lord, you can pray to the Lord and say, Lord, I am available. Lord, I am available. I don't want to remain behind. I don't want to follow Reuben, Gadi, and half tribe of Manasseh. I want to be in the promised land. For where I am, the altar has fire.
Fire, 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 oh, oh, fire, fill on me, fire, 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 fill on me, oh, fire, 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 oh, fire, fill on me, as it was on the day of Pentecost. Fire, as it was on the day of Pentecost. Fire, fall on me. Oh, fire, 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 oh, fire, fall on me. Oh, fire, fire, fire. fire, fire, oh fire,
fall on me.
It was
on the day of Pentecost. Fire, fall on me. As in the day of Pentecost. Fire, fall on me.
Day of Pentecost,
fire fall on me.
As in the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me.
Fire, fire, fire,
fire,
fire.
Talk to him, talk to the Lord. Lord, let your fire fall upon me. Let your fire, let your fire, let your fire, let your fire. Talk to him, talk to him. Jesus, let your fire fall on me. Let your fire incubate my being. Let your fire incubate my heart. Talk to him. Fire fall on me. Oh yes, Lord.
Holy Ghost, fire.
Somebody talk to Jesus. Somebody talk to Jesus.
As in the day of Pentecost,
fire fall on me.
As in the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me.
Somebody talk to Jesus. Let the fire of the Lord burn in my life. Let it burn in my heart. Let it burn. 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 Let it burn.
Let the power of the Lord come down. Let the fire of the Lord from heaven.
Talk to him, talk to him. Lord, let your fire, fire come, fire come.
Let the fire,
let the fire.
Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus.
Let the fire of the Lord.
Oh yes.
Oh, let the fire,
let the fire.
Talk to him, talk to him, talk to him. Talk to him, talk to him, talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him.
Let the fire of the Lord come down.
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 Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him.
Let the fire.
Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him.
Let the fire of the Lord come down. Let the fire of the Lord.
Somebody talk to Jesus. 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 Oh yes, let it rain, let it rain.
floodgates of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven.
Somebody talk to Jesus. Let it rain. Let it rain, 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 let it rain. Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord. Let it rain.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Somebody talk to 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 Jesus. Somebody let talk to Jesus. Somebody talk to Jesus.
The mighty name of the Lord